Hundreds of U.S. troops came home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan with injuries that make it difficult to have children. Some are able to conceive through in vitro fertilization, or IVF. But there's a catch. Military health care for active troops covers IVF. The health care veterans get through the VA does not. This is something people don't talk about much, but one couple did open up to NPR. And listeners should be aware, we will hear discussions about sex and reproduction here. Here's NPR's Quill Lawrence.
This is a story about love and the cost of war.
My name is Matt Kyle.
My name is Tracy Kyle. August 2005, we lived in the same apartment complex in Colorado Springs, and we met at the pool. He had just gotten home from his first deployment.
My first tour was August 04 to July of 2005.
I think I had called in sick because it was such a beautiful day.
And my second tour was October of 2006.
And he had proposed before he deployed.
Yeah.
At his going away party.
Yeah, we were
at engaged. The pool. He proposed where we met.
Halfway through Matt's second deployment, he flew home on leave and they got married.
January 12th of 2007.
6 weeks to the day before his injury.
Then he was back to Iraq in the city of Ramadi during maybe the worst year of the war.
Early in the morning, O-Dark 30 at February 24th, I was shot in the right side of the neck by an enemy sniper. I was loaded in the last spot on the helicopter in the upper left litter position, and that's always reserved for the most urgent surgical.
Yeah, the doctor came in and told me that he was paralyzed from the neck down, and he said he had a Christopher Reeve type injury. But I had no idea what we had in store for us and what was ahead.
In store for them was months of surgery and rehab at Walter Reed Hospital. Matt got one reprieve. A little life came back to his left hand.
Tracy, she had dropped one of the physical therapy aids on the ground floor next to my hospital bed, and she reached down to pick it up. And I just kind of looked over at her, you know, at her butt as she was bent over, and I just thought, hey, I'm going to give her a little tap on the butt. I mean, we all freaked out, like out of nowhere. I mean, yesterday this didn't work, now it does.
That little bit of movement in one hand meant Matt could use all sorts of adaptive equipment. And the Kyles were trying to adapt all the aspects of their young marriage. Lots of questions. Some made people uncomfortable.
You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about sex and what that is like for somebody that's paralyzed.
Having the genitalia makes you a man. If you don't have it or it doesn't work properly, then you're somehow less of a man. A lot of guys see that.
Men in general don't want to talk about it.
One of the biggest questions everybody asks me is like, can you get an erection? Yeah, I can get an erection, but I can't ejaculate like a normal guy can. Just can't do it.
You know, we were like, we were just married. I mean, I think as a married couple, we only had sex a couple of times as a married couple. So it was like, yeah, we were curious. We were definitely wanting to know what this was going to look like for our life. Am I going to get pregnant randomly?
In some ways, Matt was lucky. Many Afghanistan vets stepped on landmines that caused devastating injuries to the genital area. But no, the Kyles would probably never get pregnant without expensive medical help, something they thought they'd figure out later.
They were kind of telling us we were putting the cart before the horse, really. You know, you guys got to get through a hell of a lot of rehab before.
It turns out, though, that a window was closing and they didn't realize. Active duty troops can get in vitro fertilization paid for by the Pentagon's health plan, not veterans. A law passed in 1992 made it illegal for the VA to pay for IVF, which some people oppose because embryos are often destroyed in the process. So the Kyles would have had to get the procedure done immediately, in the short months before Matt's medical retirement from the Army. It was too late.
I mean, we just were like swallowing the fact that he was never going to go back to work. But finding out that IVF wouldn't be covered because we agreed to retire out so quickly, that was hard because nobody told me that.
Even if they had known, doing IVF during all that rehab seemed crazy. And it was too soon to make big decisions with the shock of Matt's injury still sinking in.
Like, wait a minute. Let us figure out what our new life is going to look like. What if we didn't even end up staying together?
We weren't in a good spot in our marriage at the time. And I thought that if we're going to bring kids into this world, then they need to be brought into a healthy relationship.
And I can say this now, I guess 9 years into this. It is a strange dynamic that changes in the house when you have the man of the house in a wheelchair. And we needed to figure some of that out.
They took a year to consider and then decided it was for sure. Their marriage would survive this, and they wanted a family.
We were ready, and Didn't matter what it was going to take.
Doctors said what it would take was lots of hormone shots, some really uncomfortable medical procedures for both of them, and $32,000. And they just didn't have that kind of money.
I served my country. I was injured. All of my medical supplies are paid for, but the one thing that they won't facilitate paying for that I lost the ability to have was a family.
Matt had accepted the limits of current science and medicine meant he'd probably never walk again. But this was a limit imposed by Congress. Tracy Kyle says it felt like a broken promise.
This is a direct result of a combat injury. And don't tell me that his service was not good enough for us to have a chance at a family, because we've already lost so much. I just want to have a family with the man that I love, and please don't make this any worse than it already has to be.
The Kyles emptied their savings account, but it wasn't going to be enough, until a vet's charity paid for their fully wheelchair-accessible house so they could put all their money toward IVF. Then the local VFW did a fundraiser, and kids all around Denver and then all around Colorado started setting up lemonade stands and collecting donations. That was 5 years ago.
The one on the left is strawberry watermelon.
How about squeeze, squeeze, squeeze?
The twins, Faith and Matthew, were born in November of 2010. They ride on the back of their dad's motorized wheelchair. When he wants to lift them high in the air, they jump on his feet, and he reclines the chair until he's upside down. This winter, they're out building igloos and snowmen. Several times since the kids were born, Congress has come close to supporting IVF for vets, which would cost about $500 million over 4 years. The bills always have bipartisan support, and they always get blocked at the last minute, says Senator Patty Murray.
They don't come out and say that directly, but there continues to be a backroom concern about the practice of IVF.
Murray's a Democrat. Her IVF bill nearly passed last summer. Republican Senator Tom Tillis, who is staunchly anti-abortion, effectively blocked it. Tillis declined requests for comment. Murray says vets should get the same options as active duty troops.
It's really ridiculous that Congress would deny a widely used medical procedure to our veterans just because of their own politicians' beliefs.
The Republican chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Jeff Miller, said he's working for a compromise that, quote, meets the needs of this special group of severely injured veterans while being sensitive to concerns surrounding IVF procedures. In the meantime, many fertility clinics across the country have advertised discounted rates for veterans who are paying for their own IVF.
Come on, Faith. Yeah, she can drive you down. Get your shoes on.
Thousands of vets have injuries that make IVF their only option. Matt and Tracy Kyle say they want them all to get a chance to have a family.
This one's my favorite. Tell them about the fishing pole.
Even if that's not always easy.
So my kids are in T-ball, you know, and we figured out a way to, with a fishing pole and a piece of Velcro on the end of the fishing line, we put a tennis ball there. And I can do batting practice with my kids. They teach me just as much as I teach them.
Quill Lawrence, NPR News.